I'd like to call the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting to order. Let the record reflect. It is Thursday, January 22nd, 2026. Time now is 3:30 p.m. We are here in the Belts Committee Room in Juneau, Alaska. Members present, Senator Wilikowski, Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Tilton, myself, Chair Kawasaki. We do have a quorum to conduct business. I'd like to thank Carrie Tapoa from Senate Records and Chloe Miller as moderator with the Legislative Information Office. On today's agenda, we just have one item, and that is the second hearing on Senate Joint Resolution number 2 regarding the constitutional amendment and votes needed for a veto override. We have Senator Klayman and his staff, Carly Dennis, here. If they'd like to summarize the bill one last time, take a minute or two. Welcome to the Senate State Affairs Committee.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, I'm Matt Klayman, State Senator for Senate District H in West Anchorage. Thank you for again hearing Senate Joint Resolution 2. As we mentioned before, Senate Joint Resolution 2 would propose an amendment that would be presented to the voters to amend Article 2, Section 16 of the Constitution to lower the override requirement for revenue and appropriation vetoes from 3/4 of the legislature in joint session to 2/3. Our belief is this will improve the balance between the legislature and the executive branch, and I think it's a good question to put in front of the voters. We remain the only state in the country to have override thresholds of that level, and certainly we saw today that even getting to a 2/3 override threshold is not easy, and so I think that if anything, a lower threshold will encourage engagement between the executive branch and the legislature. And unless there's questions, happy to answer any questions you all may have.
Are there any questions? For the record, Senator Bjorkman is present. I guess I don't have any questions either. I appreciate this coming forward. I think for folks who did watch today and do understand the difficulty of a super majority threshold, this is the super duper majority threshold that we had to reach today at 45 votes. And I think it makes a lot of practical sense, along with just a lot of constitutional sense as a republic, that we have a check and balance system that's appropriate. So with that, Senator Wilikowski.
Question. Thank you. And I appreciate the bill. A resolution, I intend to support it. My question is, are there states that have lower thresholds, or is this fairly standard? Are there states where it's just a majority that you need to override? What's the status of the other states? And I know you have a document in the file, but for the public that's listening and maybe doesn't see our documents, I think it'd be helpful for them to understand.
So in broad measures, I would say the majority of states have a 2/3 override threshold for pretty much every kind of legislation. And interestingly enough, Arizona has a 3/4 for revenue matters, meaning new taxes, but not for appropriations matters. In Arizona, it's 2/3. And I can't remember which state, but one of the states has a 3/4 override for emergency measures. You know, like, so the legislature passes something that says this is an emergency, and that's vetoed. That state has a 3/4 for emergency measures, but those are the only – Alaska, Arizona, and that other state that I don't remember – are the only places that have anything above a 2/3 override threshold. And then there are a minority number of states, I think there's 6 or 7, that allow an override by just a majority vote. And then there's 7 or 8 that have an override by 3/5, which is, of course, is lower than 2/3.
So, Mr. Chair.
Senator Wilikowski.
So this would still keep us at where probably the majority of states are, but still at the upper limit of – absent those couple others like Arizona, of sort of the higher end of where most states are?
To the chair, Senator Wilikowski, correct.
Thank you, Senator Wilikowski. Any other questions or comments? I will like to say that this bill appears to be moving quickly, but it has been in the presence of the committee for the past year and a half, and folks have had opportunity to bring in testimony. There's nobody online to testify today in case we were to open it back up, but you can also send emails to all of the committees. This has another committee of referral to the Finance Committee, so they can send emails to senate.finance@akleg.gov, and it will join that public testimony that we are providing here. Are there any other comments? Vice Chairman Bjorken?
Chair, I would just note one other little small detail about two-thirds. In the federal Constitution, by a two-thirds vote in the House and the Senate, amendments can be proposed to the public by a two-thirds vote. But again, you see that two-thirds vote showing up in the federal Constitution, but not a three-quarters requirement.
Senator Wilkowski.
And just a point, it is kind of interesting that to actually place an amendment to change the Constitution is a two-thirds vote in Alaska. And so we actually have a higher threshold. We have a lower threshold to change the Constitution, or at least to put it before the voters, than we do to override certain bills. Is that accurate?
Through the chair, Senator Wilkowski, yes.
Now, Senator Bjorkman.
Mr. Chair, I move SCR 2 Work Draft 34-Lima Sierra 0175-A as in AMCHITCA be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
I will actually, I'll object and have a brief at ease. That's not the right. And call the meeting back to order. Are there any objections to moving Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2 from committee? Hearing and seeing none, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2, that is Work Draft 34-LS-0175-A, is reported out of committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note. That'll conclude the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting for today. I'd like to thank everybody who's here. On Tuesday, January 27th, we will hear an update from Randy Ruaro from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority on current issues and progress reports. We will also have on schedule bills previously heard or scheduled. On January 29th, we will also have bills previously heard or scheduled. Without any other business coming before the Senate State Affairs Committee, this meeting is adjourned. Let the record reflect, the time is now 3:38 p.m.